Hey, you. Yes, you, sitting on the pebble beach, the log in the woods, under the bedclothes with a torch. You, with your nose in a book. I know you won't want to talk to this strange old woman approaching you stealthily, walking across the field, slowly, because there you are, up in the oak tree, legs dangling, as if not to frighten you. It's me, though. I'm you. You were me. Are we strangers? I don't want to be. Ah, I see it's Jane Eyre. You're reading it again. Your grandmother's hardback, too big really for your hands, although you don't seem to notice that, because you're locked in the red room, rain dripping from the shrubbery outside. Granny doesn't mind you reading. You're in her sitting room now, by the fire, half aware of the click of her knitting needles, the sound of her false teeth as she sucks a butterscotch. You're eating a sweet too, a Murray mint, never mind that you have a mouthful of fillings already. You're happy because you're reading, enthralled by the diary of Anne Frank, the first time history has become real to you. While you're reading her diary, you are her. You're there, in hiding, watching the adults with her clear eye, taking a bath in the dark. Oh, I was mistaken, it's the borrowers. Your Arietti, going with Pod on a mission, his bodkin slung over his shoulder. It's better than being you. You're at home, and your new Puffin Club book has arrived in the post. Bliss, and it's Saturday. The monkeys will be on telly later. There are other things you like. You like riding horses, swimming in the sea. You could stay in there forever. School holidays, shepherd's pie. Mainly, though, you like reading. The Mammoth Wonder Book, The Secret Garden, A Little Princess. Ah, there you are, in a corner behind the armchair. Nose in a book, again. Reading Mary McCarthy, Henry Miller, your mother's paperbacks. Not exactly forbidden, but unsuitable. Covert reading, snatched knowledge, a bite of the forbidden apple. You're in the spare room at Aunt Lizzie's, racing through Georgette Heyer's and the problem pages of Woman's Realm. Anyway, all I wanted to say is that it was okay to be reading all the time. It really was. Reading was oxygen, companionship, music. Those rhythms of prose, those words, you were right to choose them as your friends, as your affinity. Trust me. You'll make your living from words all of your life, from writing features and booklets and later books. You don't seem that surprised. You've learnt from books that there's a world out there with room in it for all kinds of people, all kinds of feelings, a life to choose. Thank you for packing the case for our long journey with language, story, curiosity. Thanks for biting away at the apple, for being solitary, and bad at maths, awkward at the youth club. You won't change much.